It's January. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
We're sitting inside where it's nice and warm and it's snowing lightly outside and there's hoarfrost on all the shrubs. And we're hoping to see a brown thrasher.
Brown thrashers are a nice rusty brown. I would almost call them the rusty thrasher. Mm-hmm. Their feathers on their back and head are rufous colored. They have a white chest that is very boldly streaked with that same color. And they have a slightly curved beak. It sort of goes downward. Carol, you've been putting out some mealworms, I believe.
Yes, you suggested dried mealworms, and I've been putting them out, and the brown thrasher loves them, but so do a lot of the other birds, including this little song sparrow that acts a lot like the thrasher. It gets in there, and it thrashes around and throws those pine needles just in all directions.
It's its beak, and it thrashes its head back and forth through the leaf litter, exposing insects, grubs, beetles, and seeds underneath the leaf litter. That's a flock of goldfinches is coming in their winter plumage. Just a hint of yellow in the face and in the chest. At this time of year, they're very nondescript to not old.
There's the brown thrasher. We're really thrilled about this bird because he should not be here in wintertime. In fact, a brown thrasher is quite unusual at any time of year in Boulder. They're a bird of the south and southeast.
I'm going to take my binoculars up and look at it.
It's right under the Mugo pine, and they do like to have dense shrubbery to shelter in, except during breeding season when they sing from the treetops.
Oh, wow. It's so neat.
He dashed out to chase all the little birds, and then he went dashing back under his Mugo pine. There he comes again. He's chasing away the sparrows and the goldfinches. One of the reasons we're interested in these unusual birds coming to our area and spending the winter here is that it may be an indication of global warming, that a lot of birds are beginning to move their range farther north than they have in the past. On the Christmas bird counts that have been going on in Boulder since when?
This was our 75th or 76th year of Christmas counts.
This is only the 14th time that we have had a brown thrasher on that count. And other birds that should be in the south are beginning to show up more and more in the Christmas bird count. For instance, this year there was a Say's Phoebe, which normally is not here at this time of year. It may be indicative of a change in the range of many, many birds.
Might see the thrasher. Yep. He's way back over by your little fruit tree.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's at the bottom of our cherry tree.
Oh, a leaf just went flying into the air. Leaves are basically going about 10 inches to a foot away as it thrashes about underneath the little cherry tree. The thrasher, the other interesting thing of it being here is a testimony to making sure that you don't rake up all your leaves of your yard, because those are really important sources of food for the birds, because the insects winter in them. So don't tidy up your yard so much as to eliminate hiding cover for insects and therefore remove potential insect prey for your winter visitors.
And don't use pesticide.
Yes, yes.
Scott Sievers works for an environmental consulting firm. Ruth Carol Cushman is co-author of Wild Boulder County.